Okay, let's move from one great summer activity to another here. And read item 1336, please.
The joy just keeps coming.
2015 Portland Sunday Parkways final report.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I'm just going to steal from Margie Bradway's introductory memo in our materials because I think it was very well put. Sunday Parkways, sponsored by Kaiser Permanente, and don't you forget it, are open street events. They facilitate car-free biking, walking, and rolling, and show off Portland's premier family-friendly bicycle routes called Neighborhood Greenways. The routes are 6 to 9 miles and are anchored by Portland's beautiful parks. PBOT works in collaboration with the Portland Police, Portland Parks and Recreation, and many other Portland bureaus, nonprofit organizations, and vendors to bring communities and families together for 5 Sundays a year. Sunday Parkways events draw people to our public streets and public spaces where they visit local businesses, interact with neighbors, connect with their community and city, and build physical activity into their daily lives. And I'm really sorry Chris Smith isn't here because I'm about to mention the Portland Plan. Sunday Parkways bring to life one of the goals of the Portland Plan, a healthy, connected city to improve human and environmental health by creating safe and complete neighborhood centers linked by a network of city greenways that connect Portlanders with each other, encourage active transportation, integrate neighbor into neighborhoods, enhance watershed health, and provide access to services and destinations locally and across the city. That is what Sunday Parkways is all about. I want to underscore again that city bureaus work together through Sunday Parkways to share information with the public. Fire, environmental services, police, water, and parks are some of the city agencies directly involved with Sunday Parkways. And I want to, again, extend our thanks to Kaiser Permanente, which has invested over $500,000 into Sunday Parkways since the program's inception. Thank you for your continued partnership. And now, it is my great pleasure to turn it over to Margie Bradway, Linda Gittenfall, and Rich Cassidy of PBOT.
Hi. Thank you for having us today. Like Commissioner Novick said, this is an opportunity to celebrate something that brings much joy to the city. Before I get on the presentation, I want to make sure to recognize the team that works on Sunday Parkways. As you probably know, thousands, 130,000 people come to Sunday Parkways every year with hundreds of volunteers. What people don't know is a very small, talented and mighty team of people that run Sunday Parkways, with Lynn Gittenfall as the lead, Rich Cassidy as logistics, and Alexis, do you want to stand up in the back with Alexis? These are the three staffers for Sunday Parkways. This is it, folks. They're amazing. Along with our amazing consultants, Neil Armstrong and Phil Barber, where are you two? Can you stand up? But these five people really run that huge, amazing show called Sunday Parkways. And I could not ask for a more talented team. And I think one of the reasons why Sunday Parkways doesn't come to council very often is because it's such a smoothly run program. People don't see the messes that go behind. So, and also, you will hear later, we have invited testimony, as Commissioner Novick said. I believe Dan Fields and Phil Wu are going to say a few words, as well as Heather Morrell and Marlene Kanche, if I pronounce that correctly. So you've got the slides.
I've got the slides.
I'm not going to spend too much time on my introduction. I think everybody knows what Sunday Parkways is. We like to call it an open streets event rather than a closed streets. A quarter of the property in the city is public right-of-way. So PBOT owns a massive amount of land. And there are lots of different ways to use this land. And I think Sunday Parkways is a great example of how you can literally open the streets and bring people together in an excellent use of our public right-of-way. As the commissioner noted, this is the activities of Sunday Parkway are called out in both the comprehensive plan and specifically in the Portland plan in terms of opening our streets, programming, activities, and community gatherings such as block parties and Sunday Parkways in our streets. Next slide. I like to think of Sunday Parkways as the gateway drug to active transportation, to biking and walking. We have both quantitative evidence and qualitative evidence. There are many people who are nervous about biking in the streets, who don't have biking and maybe even walking and rolling, who aren't that confident, but when they have the opportunity to bike in a open street but close to car traffic environment, they try it. And this is, it introduces them to new neighborhoods, it introduces them to new parts of the city, and they feel the freedom to do that. And I do believe that Sunday Parkways is one of those things that makes the city so successful in both biking and walking. We are a leader in open streets. If you can go to just jump to the next slide. We have won national and international awards thanks to Linda's leadership and this team's good work. There are 365 open streets events internationally. In the most recent report, we were one of 8 recognized internationally for our practices, for best practices in terms of fundraising, best practices in efficiency, best practices in terms of programming and how we program it. So not only is it a success, seen as a successful program by Portlanders, but we're internationally recognized for the work. And at this time, I think it's a good transition to hand it over to Linda to go into more of the specifics of the 2015 Portland Sunday Parkways Report.
Great. Thank you, Margie. Thanks for those kind words. So we started Sunday Parkways back in 2008, and we started in North Portland, and we were pleasantly surprised. There's a deep hunger for these kinds of free family activities. And so at our very first event, we had 5,000 participants. At the time, in 2008, we were the third largest biking event in the nation. Now we've been surpassed by many other open streets around the country, but at the time, it was really pretty phenomenal. So last year was a record-breaking year for us. We had 119,000 people participating, and those are good hard counts. We had the largest number of people ever in our East Portland event at 16,000, which I don't know of any other event in East Portland that has 16,000 people. So it was pretty phenomenal for us. And Sunday Parkways, yes, it's definitely about active transportation, but it's also about health and getting out and being active. So we work very closely with our Parks Bureau. They have been spectacular partners on this. They provide a lot of the staging and equipment and classes and disc golf and the climbing wall and a whole bunch of other things. This is a photograph of this gentleman, Prashant, who does Bollywood dancing, who's terribly popular. So it is about it's about health, and that's really a critical piece of it. And the reason why we spend so much time talking about health is, it's what people want to do for their everyday mobility. It helps their health. But as part of the Portland plan, the goal is to have 70% of all Portlanders being active by 2035. So it's very much a part of how we get people to be healthy. And additionally, if you've seen it, you've seen this a zillion kids. But also about 44% of our participants are 45 years and older. So we're also reaching older populations as well, which is a critical component.
Linda?
Yes.
I have to say, I love that statistic, over 53 million calories burned, because it sounds like the good flip side of the McDonald's signs.
Exactly. thank you. And so equity...
Does that include dog calories or just human calories?
They're delicious calories that we're getting to eat at Sunday Parkways. So so equity is sort of front and center for Sunday Parkways. We organize specifically with... we don't really have to do all that much to get bicyclists and people who are sort of already doing this to come out. Really, it's about getting low-income families, communities of color, Spanish-speaking community organizations, people who are underrepresented in our community to come out and experience Sunday Parkways and enjoy it. And so to use it as a blank slate so that they can take the goals of their own organization and use Sunday Parkways for that platform. This is a picture of our bilingual bike fair that was done in Northeast Portland with are one of those speakers that we'll have later, ABC. And then the community, we work with about 340 community organizations, which that's a lot of phone calls. We focus in on 25 where we do activities with those organizations. And we had major collaborations this year with the Parks for New Portlanders, the Community Cycling Center, SMRC, which is a sexual minority youth center, and the Latino Network. So, and as you can see, there's a lot of pink shirts in the room. That's our year's color, and volunteers are really our lifeblood. We're a small team of folks who none of us work full-time on Sunday Parkways, so we need as many volunteers as possible to keep the streets safe, get the neighbors to their houses, and all that kind of jazz. This year, we had 814 volunteers. Individuals, over 5,000 hours, and as part of that, we work with some community groups, and those community groups get support from us by giving us bulk volunteers. So that amounts to about $12,000 to community organizations as part of our volunteer program. And we also did a campaign to encourage more leadership. We had 13 leaders in the program the year before, and this year we had 23. So we're really growing our leadership pool, and in specifically we did a campaign to encourage women to take on more leadership. The bicycling community, there's a lot of men who take leadership in these programs, and so we did a campaign to encourage more women to take that leadership, and we were quite successful in that. So I'm going to turn it over to Rich Cassidy. If you're having fun at Sunday Parkways, it's probably because Rich Cassidy was doing it.
So with Sunday Parkways, we've designed the routes to not only connect four parks and create those wonderful recreational activities along the route, but we've also created what we call marketplaces at those four parks. And in our first year, we had 2008, we had 25 vendors along the route. And as we've gained popularity and added events over the years, we had over 200 vendors last year. We average about 90 vendors at each event. And many of those are small and local businesses. This is great not only in the sense that we're exposing Portlanders to these great food carts, community groups, other city bureaus, as Commissioner Novick mentioned, and sponsors along the route, but it also means that we've generated a lot of vendor fees and additional revenue towards our budget. And last year, we generated $38,000 in vendor fees. Many of our vendors report that the five events are the busiest events that they work in the city this year, and many of them work a lot of the street fairs and things, especially when weather cooperates. Then they sell a lot of ice cream those days. The next one, please.
Yeah, sorry.
Several vendors are small minority-owned businesses, and we've taken an active role in seeking out more of these types of businesses. And a few of our vendors employ individuals who are developing job and business skills. And we've heard from, We've heard from several of our food vendors that our events have helped them get more contact with their local customers who seek them out after the event at their bricks and mortar stores. We call that like bounce back traffic. Their regular food cart locations and local companies and retail shops also get a chance to build their customer base by introducing people to their product or their business at the event, and as these people pedal and walk by their booth at Sunday Parkways.
Great. So I want to talk a little bit about the interagency communications. I think people have discovered the secret sauce and the magic of Sunday Parkways. We deliver 20,000 people to your organization to talk with people who are really blissed out and really happy about being at Sunday Parkways, and you can really engage in a conversation with them. It's a great way to connect. So the Bureau of Emergency Management, in the nicest way I can say it, they just killed it. I mean, they had so many people at their booth. They did a fantastic job of doing outreach at these events. We had the Bureau of Environmental Services. They had the fish hats, which are a little odd, but people love them. And so they show off the Foster floodplain. We partnered with them this year on the Salmon Festival, which was fantastically successful. We work with the Fire Bureau, and they did practice CPR, and what child does not want to climb into the big red truck? And then, of course, Water Bureau brought back Wes, the water stations for Sunday Parkway. So that was really tremendous. So in all, we have the all the big bureaus are represented at Sunday Parkways because it's a great city program, and it's a way that the city can connect to our citizenry. So sponsorships. Sponsorships make up about 55% of budget for Sunday Parkways, and I've gotten really good at dialing for dollars. It's it's kind of fun. Kaiser Permanente has been with us since the beginning. Back in 2008, they were our presenting sponsor back then. The other thing is we look for sponsorships that reinforce our messaging. So Kaiser Permanente. Easy. They're all about health, all about thriving, all about getting people active in their everyday activities. They've been with us since the beginning. We also work with Whole Foods. Whole Foods is all about healthy eating. And so we really are able to get sponsors that help us with our messaging. And then this is the plethora of sponsors that we have. We've got businesses that are tech businesses that want to connect with something fun and hip and groovy so that they can really get more folks who are moving to Portland in the tech industry to connect with something that's cool. We've got TriMet. We've got the Bike Gallery, which has been with us since the beginning. Cliff Kid has been with us since the beginning. So it's a wide variety of people. We also get individual contributions. So we do a phone bank every year like a nonprofit. We do one mailer a year, and then we have buckets at the actual events. And that we raised about $21,000 this year. It's not a ton of money, but it's a lot of friend raising, and it's $20,000 on our budget. That's money. And then of course we get the vendor fees. So it's a lot of fundraising. It's a lot of connecting with a lot of different pieces of the community. So, and it has been my distinct pleasure to work on this program and to work with most of the commissioners here on this program and how we can make it best for our city.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Questions?
How do you decide which events are which Sundays?
Well, there's a couple of things. We looked at the number of volunteers that we can recruit for different events. So usually the shoulder events are physically smaller because May and September is harder to get volunteers. And so our big juggernaut events with the larger footprints have those areas. So that usually means East Portland is either May or September. And then the September one has changed from being Southwest. We've did the Selwood event, which was physically smaller, and so the Tillicum one. So that's how we sort of figure it out. The other thing is keeping it fairly regular means that the neighbors can anticipate both from getting out of town and, like, when do they put their couch out on the front lawn to enjoy Sunday Parkways in their neighborhood. So so we like to keep it as consistent as possible. Because we're not going to be utilizing police resources for this, we will be able to shift some of the dates around. So we
will not be on Mother's Day in 2016.
That was kind of the gist of my question. I've heard from several folks in East Portland about that. And then there's also the intersection of often Father's Day with the Pride Parade.
And we will not be on Father's Day.
Yay. I appreciate that. I encourage you to work with, do you have a steering committee of community folks who advise you?
We work with a significant number of the neighborhood associations and the business associations and the community organizations. So we don't have a formal steering committee, but there's a ton of communications that go back and forth. They're more partnerships than they are sort of a steering committee because honestly, it's a community event as opposed to a program where they're going to be programming the individual aspects of it. So what I want people to do is engage in the ways that serve their purposes and not sit on my committee and advise me on traffic things that which we really don't have that much choice in. So that's kind of what...
No, I was thinking more in terms of the scheduling, that local folks know what else is happening on particular weekends, and in particular gathering the lead advocates from various parts of the city together once in a while so that they could discuss. I'd prefer to have May, or somebody else's turn to have May.
That to that point, I think that's a good idea. Commissioner Treat has changed her budget advisory committee to a bureau advisory committee that has quite a few people from neighborhood associations on that. So maybe we could look into bringing our proposed schedule to the bureau advisory committee.
I would really appreciate
good idea.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we've always not been able to. We haven't been able to pick our dates because it's we're the last kid on the block to get in on the dates. So the Race for the Cure and
Rose Festival
push us around. So our schedule is sort of the last one that's set. So we've never really picked our dates.
You're saying the Race for the Cure and the Rose Festival are bullies?
They just have a precedent by time.
We're new kids on the block.
We're new kids.
Linda, did I hear you say earlier that you won't have police support? For the next round?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I want to be clear that the traffic captain, Sheffer, has been a great partner, and we worked through a lot of issues this year. The traffic division was brilliant on the Tacoma Crossing route. That was a very difficult route. They had staffing issues in our Southeast event, and so what we did was we piloted an event where we didn't use police, but instead used flaggers at certain intersections, and we had our traffic engineers look at it closely. That seemed to work. And so because of the staffing demands on the police for the next year, we're looking at not having police presence at all at Sunday Parkways, with carefully looking at our options with flaggers and our engineers kind of approving the route.
And having just returned from a city, New York, that has a tradition of having police and other highly trained people at key intersections managing traffic, I'm just curious, do you feel that provides the same level of safety that we had?
I don't feel comfortable speaking to that, honestly. This has been a very hard conversation with police, and they're very, you know, the traffic, as you know, the traffic division has been pulled off to work and on other issues, and I really don't want to speak for police on this.
I'm asking your opinion as PBOT. We cross, I love your program, but most of the Sundays across major thoroughfares. And so I appreciate that there are staffing issues and potentially even funding issues, but I think the council's concern would be there'd be no drop-off in public safety.
Correct.
And those are difficult things to balance, and I just want to put that marker down.
Okay. I appreciated Commissioner Fish, and I will note that we did not see any safety issues on our pilot this year in the Southwest Sunday Parkways, which we piloted that concept.
Yeah, and let me add to that. I hope you and Commissioner Novick and his staff will feel very free to call on me in my office to participate in that discussion. I appreciate the difficulty for the Police Bureau in staffing the event because they are stretched thin. On the other hand, I see the value in having them involved. Police officers are not the least expensive option for how we provide support for these events, so that's also a factor. But I spent a lot of time talking to police officers during the event when I'm riding around, and I think it's very valuable for the Police Bureau to participate for them, aside from the fact that it's very supportive for the event. And then secondly, there's certainly situations out there where it's nice to have a police officer there. In fact, I was talking to a couple of the traffic officers along Foster who said that, you know, it's asking me, have any problems? And they're saying only with obnoxious motorists. and so if we're going to have to deal with the occasional obnoxious motorists, it would be nice to have somebody in a police uniform doing that. So, again, don't hesitate, despite the staffing issues at the Police Bureau, to call on me and my office to help mediate the question of how much is the right amount of support and participation from the Police Bureau.
Mayor Hales, just a thought. At a lot of the intersections, there are usually two police officers or two people, and perhaps having a police cadet in lieu of a second officer.
They do use reserves to some extent for this event.
No disrespect to flaggers, but I've noticed in the city where the general decorum on the roads is slipping, that there's nothing like a police officer in a visible car to get people to behave, and I don't know that flaggers always get the same respect.
Yep.
Understood. Thank you.
In terms of fundraising, do you and the Parks Free For All folks coordinate as to who's asking who?
We've had the conversation early on. I think we've both been doing it for a while now, so we haven't had that conversation. I'd love to. That would be awesome.
Yes, I encourage you to do that.
So far, we haven't stepped on each other's toes, which has been great. And because there's so many, it's such a this project has parks as a part of it, and we work so closely with them on other things. It's actually been really really positive conversation.
It's very positive for me because I'm the parks commissioner. Yes. Always telling you how much they love Sunday park runs. And I'm like, thank you. Like, yes, it's a lovely program. So I would encourage you to do that, and potentially with your budget advisory committee and parks is together, we could look at who all has been tapped and has given, and who are the outstanding omissions that we could perhaps say, you could fund this or you could fund this. Which would you like to fund?
It would be great.
Because we certainly need both programs. Yours is at 34% general fund subsidy. Ours is at 18. Those are
just
a lot of room for some extra sponsorships.
Just a clarification on that. In the report, there's $163,500 of City of Portland funding. Only $105,000 of that is general fund. The other portion, approximately $58,000, comes out of the active transportation budget. I use a funding source. Remain from Betsy credits, actually a dwindling funding source that is kind of leftover flexible state money. So to finish, there's $105,000, which is approximately 20% of the program coming from the general fund. Yeah.
So you, with the dwindling Betsy fund, Action Transportation Fund, do you have plans for how you're going to fund it this coming year?
We're having, you know, there's discussion at the director's team, and we're going through our budget process like all bureaus right now to make sure we have adequate funding for all our programs. So we're looking at that.
So with that, it's actually very similar to the level of general fund subsidy of the Summer Free For All program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that this year, maybe, Linda, you've done it before, but one of the Parks Bureau programs was Frisbee Golf.
Disc golf.
Mm-hmm. I had a chance to do a couple of rounds with the head of Kaiser. It's a lot harder than you think.
I think it sounds hard.
We appreciate Commissioner Fish coming out to Sunday Parkways. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, it's a lifesaver, particularly since I'm on my own these days. You hear this from us every year, but you do a wonderful community service in organizing the event. It is, for the electeds, it's especially fun because we get to be with people who are really happy and feeling good about the city, and also their hair's down a little bit. And at every intersection, it's like being in a town hall. People are not shy about sharing their views on things. I think it is one of the great events in Portland. I congratulate you.
Here. Other questions? And anyone else? I know there's some other folks that you would like to have to speak. So,
Dan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We'll be very brief. Dan Field from Kaiser Permanente here with my colleague Dr. Phil Wu, who's a Kaiser Permanente pediatrician, also a nationally recognized expert in the health benefits of active transportation. So, how perfect to have him here. You've just heard a fabulous presentation about the what, the how, the why, and we're really here just to deliver a big thank you collectively and individually to Commissioner Novick and the PBOT staff, Leah Treat, Margie Bradway, Linda Ginnenthal, Rich Cassidy. It's a fantastic team that delivers for the city on 5 major events every single year, so thank you for your leadership. Mr. Mayor, we've seen you out at Sunday Parkways for years and years. Before you were mayor, you were coming out there, and we appreciate your continued support. People love having the mayor out there. Commissioner Fish, you anchored the Tillicum Crossing event this year. In fact, I think, do we have the picture of him in his spandex?
I think our lawyer said this is, since there's a family, this is a family-friendly show.
I tried to persuade the staff to put it up there. There were some job security concerns. So we won't show that photo, but thank you for being there, and thank you for your comments. To Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Saltzman, we know there is tremendous support that comes from the Park Bureau. We know that there are many demands on your budgets, and you make a general fund commitment every year to this, and we appreciate that, and we couldn't do it without the support of the entire council. Just quickly, before I turn it over to Phil, I will say that Kaiser Permanente is so proud and pleased to partner with the city on this. We're one of the largest companies headquartered here, downtown Portland, just across the river, $3.5 billion company just here in the Northwest, 12,000 employees. But the most important data point for us is that we're a nonprofit and we're mission-driven, and we take our mission to improve the health of our communities. We take that very seriously. And our partnership with the City of Portland around Sunday Parkways really allows us to live and breathe, literally, that mission. And without your engagement, your support, and your willingness to partner with Kaiser and the other sponsors that Linda mentioned, we couldn't be part of this. So we have a lot of touch points with the city, as many of you know, but I will, at the risk of offending somebody, there's no touch point with the city that we love more than Sunday Parkways. We're so proud of it, and I'm very pleased to confirm that this week, in fact, I don't know, Linda, if it was today or just this week, but today, very pleased to confirm that we let the city know that we are going to be the presenting sponsor for a ninth year. Next year, we've committed those dollars. We're pleased to be back with you in 2016 to see how we can continue to grow Sunday Parkways.
Can we suspend the rules, Mayor?
Yes, you're here.
With that, thank you. With that, let me ask Dr. Wu just to comment briefly on why it is that Kaiser holds this so dear.
Yeah, Mayor Hales, commissioners, thanks very much. You know, with that very comprehensive report, I'm not sure what I can really add, but I think I'd like to maybe put a little bit of a spin on some of the health aspects of Sunday Parkways. You know, so over these past, 7 or 8 years of Sunday Parkways, I think one of the wonderful things about this program is that it's continued to align with an ever-broadening, more holistic concept of health. You know, and so, yes, it's about, you know, active transportation and encouraging physical activity, but there are so many other co-benefits that are major determinants of health, and Sunday Parkways has done a very good job of highlighting those. So just to, you know, give you a couple of examples, you know, the fact that Sunday Parkways highlights the open spaces in Portland, so, yes, the streets, is in and of itself getting people outdoors. And regardless of what they do outdoors, which, of course, in this case is being active, but still just the act of being outdoors in and of itself impacts health in so many evidence-based ways. And that's a value all by itself. Second, you know, the prioritizing and engaging of people with low income and communities of color and seniors and youth and others is, of course, the right thing to do. But, you know, we tend to forget that this is a major way that we can have an impact on closing the gap with health disparities. And that's a major issue for Kaiser Permanente. And then finally, you know, some of these co-benefits around neighborhood awareness, economic activity, mobility, and livability are actually significant unto themselves as well, because we have this growing conversation around the linkage between prosperity, community and families, and health. And this is a major discussion that that I think we will continue to hear more about in the future. Sunday Parkways encompasses all of that. So certainly I think we all need to celebrate Sunday Parkways for being a marvelous program in the past, in the present, and even going into the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
I'm really glad to hear you talk about the connection between prosperity and health, because that's something that I forgot to mention, which is that one of the reasons active living is good to promote is that it helps with economic development, because if we're healthier, then we have lower healthcare costs, and we're all in the same big health insurance pools, and healthcare costs are a drain on governments and families and businesses, so if people are out there getting in better shape, then that helps the whole economy.
Dr. Wu, I had a question for you. Just as I get older, I'm more and more surprised when I see young people smoking. And I don't want to be a curmudgeon about it, but what is the appropriate response to someone when there's a young person, they're smoking, and you want to offer a loving rebuttal? What's the appropriate public health response?
Boy, there are probably just a whole bunch of messages. I would just say, you know, if you want to prosper into the future, if you want to live a healthy life, you know, don't smoke.
example.
Yeah.
You take a picture of them and threaten to send it to their mother. That might work.
Yes.
Commissioner, there is a move to raise the smoking age to 21. It's been done in a variety of cities.
Well, one of the things also I noticed, and I don't go to the movies very often, but I've noticed that there's more smoking in movies that I've been going to lately. And to the extent movies glorify smoking or show cool people smoking, I think that's devastating to the overall effort we're trying to do to discourage people from doing something so dumb.
Here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Others that are here to, yeah, let's hear it for Kaiser. Thank you so much. We appreciate you as a sponsor very much. Come on up.
I'm very happy to be here to talk about our partnership with Sunday Parkways. My name is Heather Morrill, and I work for a nonprofit called The Giving Tree. And so we provide services and work alongside residents living in affordable housing. So we're there to build community amongst those residents and enhance individual quality of life. And once we've been able to address some of those immediate concerns and build a good community, we can do the really fun thing, which is to connect to the Portland community as a whole. So 3 years ago, we began a partnership with PBOT's Active Transportation Division. Active transportation staff became a part of our community. They started visiting us on site and teaching like map reading skills and doing activities to talk about walking and moving around the city in a more, in a less utilitarian way, because that's a lot of folks in affordable housing are using it, and in a more like engaging sort of community building way. So this led to group walking tours. And the highlight of that was really the resident participants getting to share stories about Portland, getting to share their stories. Active Transportation had done so much for us that last year we decided we wanted to contribute to what they're doing and further our engagement. So we began volunteering as a group at Sunday Parkways. This summer, 35 residents volunteered with me. 17 of those residents were unduplicated, and this was over the course of 3 Sunday Parkways events. We were a part of the Tillicum Crossing celebration. 3 residents volunteered at all 3 of those Sunday Parkways events, and 3 resident participants actually biked the Tillicum Crossing route, either pre or post their volunteer shift. So the residents I work with, they really love getting out into the neighborhoods. They get to talk to the community. They get to hang out with their neighbors in a different setting, and they love to see all of the bicycles. So I've got 2 quotes from resident participants. Mary said, "I could feel the excitement of the event as I walked through Colonel Summers Park to my volunteer intersection. Seeing big groups and whole families biking and walking together is wonderful to see." And Mark said that getting outside and giving back to the community by volunteering is the best part of Sunday Parkways. He said, "I got a standing ovation by a group of cyclists when directing a car safely through an intersection and off of the route." So the gratitude received from the participants as they roll and walk by the intersection where we're volunteering as intersection superheroes is just, I've seen it lift up this population of folks who very often feel invisible. So our group volunteering at Sunday Parkways is just such an extraordinary opportunity to connect to each other and connect to the Portland community. And it's just, it's something that's only possible at Sunday Parkways. So thank you.
That's great, thank you.
I love the term intersection superheroes.
Yeah, intersection superheroes.
One more? Okay, come on up, please.
Children have been so good just sitting there. If they want to come up and just watch so they can see themselves on camera, they're certainly welcome to do that.
Buenas tardes. Yo me llamo Marlene. Soy del grupo de ABC por 4 años. Y me gustaría que sigan apoyando las asociaciones entre Sunway Parkways y ABC. Estoy un poco nerviosa.
Hi, my name is Lale. I will translate after she says her, she reads hers.
Cuando me metí al grupo, aprendí a valorar y a ocupar bicicletas en el grupo. Me motivé y me ilusiona para salir a pedalear. Si el grupo, yo me miraría a mis hijos pedaleando, pero con el grupo me motivé para salir con ellos. La primera vez que salimos en el parque, ellos nos prestaron bicicletas y carritos. Salimos en familia por primera vez y nos gustó mucho. Al final del paseo le pregunté a Lali si podríamos dar una vuelta rápido mientras subían los bicicletas y los carritos en el camión. Para mí, esta asociación es importante por cada año nos invita a participar y planear todo en equipo. Sunway Park es una celebración para la comunidad. Ese día uno se siente libre de andar en bicicletas porque los carros no pueden pasar. Uno se divierte y se siente libre porque no hay que gritar carros adelante, carros atrás o que ir en la fila, y se siente uno más libre. Por favor, sigue apoyando la asociación. Muchas gracias por su tiempo.
So she said, good afternoon. My name is Marlene Canche, and I belong to the ABC group for the past 4 years. ABC stands for Andando en Bicicletas en Culi, Riding Bikes in Culi. And she would like for everyone to continue their support, particularly the collaboration between Sunday Parkways and the group ABC. I'm going to speak in first person because I'm translating, but when I joined the group, I learned to value and use bikes. The group motivates me and inspires me to pedal. Without the group, I would watch as my kids ride bikes, but with the group, I get motivated and ride with them. The first time I participated on Sunday Parkways, they lent us bikes. They meaning like the team. Bikes and baby trailers. We came out as a family on bikes for the very first time. And we liked it very much. So much that at the end of the ride, we asked Lale, be me, if they could ride around more while we put away the bikes, just to get a little extra riding. This collaboration, to me, is very important because every year we are invited to participate and we plan everything as a team. Sunday Parkways is a celebration for the whole community. A day of Sunday Parkways, one feels very free to ride because there's no cars allowed. And we have fun and feel free because you don't have to yell to the children, you know, car front, car back, stay in line. So please continue the support and this collaboration, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. So anyone else here to speak on this report? Come on up, please.
Charles Johnson and Paul Langstreth.
Langstreth. Come on up.
Hi, my name is Paul Langstreth. Commissioner Nick Fish, good to see you again. It's been a while. I actually got to work with them on a community project many years ago at an elementary school where I actually had to teach the commissioner how to paint properly.
How'd I do?
You did pretty good, you and your daughter. Yes, it was fun to see you with your family, but I want to thank all of you for being a part of Sunday Parkways. As you can see, I am also an ambassador as well as an info booth coordinator with Sunday Parkways. I've been pretty much been a part of it from the beginning, and I'd like to say with all these people from the city of Portland, Neil, Phil, and everybody else, Linda and Rich, that, yeah, without them, this program would not be here. But I also like to say the reason why it's grown so many years is because being an info booth coordinator, I have met people who tell me that most of the time they come to these events, are usually because by word of mouth. I've met people from overseas who get word of mouth, family, like when we do Mother's Day and Father's Day, also word of mouth. But I'm saying with this event, and being that we are Bike City USA, that this is event, I hope it goes on forever because it does bring a lot into Portland, as well as sponsors, and not to mention the people I've met all over the world. But with you folks being there too, seeing out there, being a part of it, just like you said, letting your hair down, having a good time, getting involved, just like past mayors too that have gone involved, I say, yeah, this is definitely something definitely we need to hang on to for this community because, yes, we are growing. There are problems or anything else, but as long as we've got some summer events in Portland that keep this going, I say good job for everybody. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. That's right, this year.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and it's been my pleasure to be a volunteer at Portland Sunday Parkways, and also to note that one of our other frequent testifiers is also a volunteer and is no longer in jail, Barry Jo Stull, so we should be glad that that happened. I want to thank the Kaiser Permanente for choosing this route to engage with people in the insurance-free marketplace rather than spending millions of dollars to put their name on a sporting venue. Those of us who know about equity and care for poor people in the Portland metro area, you know, are pleased to have a corporate citizen like Kaiser Permanente who comes here and engages and conducts events that people can participate in to improve their health, to bring different parts of our community together and have real health rather than seeing millions of dollars go to signage on sporting complexes. Those of us who advocate for a universal single-payer healthcare system would be sad to see Kaiser Permanente kind of absorbed into that, whereas we would be much more content with the high-paid executives of Providence and Moda having their high salary positions disappear so that hardworking nurses and physicians like the one that's testified recently could have a more compassionate care system. So I hope that while we're thinking about the overall picture of biking and health and balancing the cooperation between city bureaus, that we'll focus on the holistic picture of having more money available for actual care and patient well-being and less for overhead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then a motion, please, to accept the report.
So moved. Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Novick?
First of all, I'd like to thank all of the volunteers here with and without pink shirts for all of your work. Thanks again to the Small and Dotty Peabot team and all of our partners in the bureaus for all the work you do. It's a great honor to be part of this celebration. Aye.
Fritz.
This program was started by Commissioner Adams in 2008, and then over the course of the recession, Mayor Adams insisted on continuing to fund it. And it took a while, I think, to really catch on and for people to understand the value of it and for the volunteers to buy into it. It was, in the early days, there wasn't much volunteer participation. It was more run by the Bureau staff, and I really appreciate transportation for sticking with it. And also I appreciate Commissioners Saltzman and Fish and my own votes to keep it going over the course of the recession because we're starting to see it blossom. It's starting to become of age, and there's a lot more recognition that we need to not only do outreach to underrepresented groups, we need to figure out how to make sure that they actually do participate. Another offer that you I will make on behalf of Parks is that we found that translating into 8 or more different languages can be very helpful. Engaging the East Portland Action Plan, as I know you do, and various other community groups to spread the word about what this is, including that it's a really great event for those of us who prefer to or have to walk or use a wheelchair, as well as those who choose to bike. So there's, in many places, the connections between parks are close enough that it is possible to walk. And when it's not, there's often enough to do in a single park that you can go there and enjoy the event. And we so appreciate the partnerships not only with parks, but with the Parks for New Portlanders program, with Office of Neighborhood Involvement, with all of the community groups, that it's a good recognition that public spaces are important gathering spaces. Public streets are particularly important. They serve multiple functions. And in knowing the comprehensive plan update, we're going to have some more discussion about, have we actually listed all of the purposes of public streets? And maybe we should add some more to make sure that we all understand how many different values and principles are come together in our public streets. So thank you very much, Commissioner Novick, for this report. Thank you to staff and for volunteers. Thank you especially to our friends who came with three very well-behaved children. Mine would not have been able to sit here, and I'm very impressed. Congratulations. Aye.
Thank you for bringing this forward, Steve. Linda, Rich, and Margie, thank you very much. I really love this program. And I'll just offer you an observation. I used to ride my bike to the gym and lock it, and it was stolen. I ride my bike on Sunday Parkway, and I leave it unattended, and it's never been touched. You draw your own conclusion from that. But I love this event, and it seems to me it keeps getting better. And I particularly appreciate the partnership with parks. There's a lot of interesting things going on, including dance-a-thons and active stuff, and the parks team really knocks themselves out as a partner. We're proud to offer the water. I was delighted that Dr. Wu didn't suggest we put fluoride tablets in that water. We're not going to go there this time. We're just going to offer unfiltered Bull Run water. I want to thank our friends for coming here today. Very nice testimony. Normally, I do Sunday Parkways with my family, but they moved to Spain. And my son is now in a public school in Spain, and he's my translator. So I'm sorry he wasn't here today. I will continue to support this program any way I can going forward, because I think it's become part of the tradition of the city. And I'm not a lifetime biker, but ever since Chuck Amato told me to get my act together, I've been more interested in things like biking and better nutrition and other things that help me get through the next half century. So thank you for your great work, and thank you, Steve. Aye.
Well, this is one of the best things we do, and it is a pleasure to participate as a citizen, not just as an elected official. And it is really a community builder at every level. I love what's going on. I'm wary to reduce the police bureau's role too much in this event, so I do want to talk more about that, because I think it's a very beneficial event for the relationship between the police bureau and the rest of the communities. I sometimes have joked that this is the one day a year when 15,000 people wave at police officers with all five fingers. It's really a great event, because they get to see 15,000 people who aren't causing a problem for their neighbors. And who are not stealing bicycles or otherwise misbehaving, because these are law-abiding Portlanders out to have a good time. So I think it's a very beneficial event in that relationship-building effort that Chief O'Day and I believe so much in between the police bureau and the rest of the city. So let's do talk more about that. Obviously, we've got to pay attention to cost and availability, but it's Sunday morning after all, so we ought to be able to flex to help. And I certainly want us to be able to do that. The fact that other cities are doing this means that we ought to continue it, of course, but also look for new ways to innovate and to expand this. So I'm interested in that as well. And then finally, to Kaiser and to the other sponsors, thank you. This, as a Kaiser member, I know how committed your folks are to people actually being healthy and preventing problems, and this is so consistent with that philosophy that it is a natural for you, but you didn't have to do this. And we certainly appreciate it, and it's a huge community service for Portland. So on behalf of the whole community, I know all of us thank Kaiser for being such a stalwart supporter for this. Well done, all. Thank you. Aye.
Mayor?
Yes.
Do you think we could get a picture with some of our volunteers and sponsors, and especially the three children who waited so patiently?
Yes. Please, let's take a moment and take a photo, please.
Come on, guys. Everybody send a Parkway volunteers. Come on up. Let's do it.
Hey, everybody's got to squeeze in, folks. Squeeze in.
Come in and like you.
Sharpie on front, tall in the back.
Okay, everybody say Sunday Parkway.
We'll see you all out there next summer.
Yes.
Rocky View.
Yeah, there's
an elementary school. Oh, cool. Pink t-shirts.
And I said, no, you got to. Right.
Andy's organization created the thing.
Right.
Good memory, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great commission. I got to remember.
Thank you. Wear it with pride. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. We have just a little bit of business left to say.